BBC News. The French President Emmanuel Macron has announced a nighttime curfew for Paris and other cities from Saturday to combat what he called the worrying spread of COVID-19. Mr. Macron said if the government failed to act, hospitals would be overwhelmed. People who break the curfew will face a fine of $160. In Germany, the Chancellor Angela Merkel has announced an agreement with state leaders to toughen measures to counter the coronavirus. Speaking at a news conference after 8 hours of talks, Mrs. Merkel said the disease was growing exponentially. The World Health Organization says the pandemic is threatening to undo progress made in eliminating tuberculosis. TB claimed 1.4 million lives last year. The agency says the worst affected countries have diverted resources to help fight COVID-19. Houthi rebels in Yemen have released two Americans in what's reported to be an exchange for a number of militants. The White House welcomed the release of Sandra Lolly and Mikhail Gadada. It's thought more than 200 Houthi supporters have been allowed to return home from Oman. A curfew has been imposed in the Sudanese port city of Suakin following deadly violence sparked by the sacking of a governor. Doctors say at least six people were killed. The dismissal on Tuesday of Saleh Amar, the governor of Kassala State, angered members of the Beni Amar community. The 20 football clubs that make up the English Premier League have rejected proposals to reform the structure and financing of the game. The plan would have granted more power to the biggest clubs, as well as providing more funding for lower divisions. Donald Trump's wife, Melania, has revealed their teenage son, Barron, also tested positive for COVID-19. She said he had suffered no symptoms. The US First Lady described her own symptoms as minimal, but said she'd suffered from aches, a cough and tiredness. President Trump is due to hold his third election rally in 3 days. BBC News.